Is to see that Graham Begg is closing down his Randwick stables. He joins me now. Morning, Graham.
Morning, Sean.
Now, I saw this and I thought, what's the story? Are you closing down for good, or are you just going to have a well-earned break and put the feet up for a while?
No, I'm just going to have a break and have a break from racing and put the feet up and have a few sleep-ins.
How many years have you been doing it now? Since you were a kid, probably, with Dad.
Yeah, that's about right. Just under 40 years, so... getting up early in the mornings, I'd always say you never get used to it.
It's a bit like jet lag sometimes, isn't it, through the day?
Yeah, no, certainly. Well, you know, with schedules of racing and you've got to be on top of everything all the time. So you know, it's a seven-day-a-week job and, yeah, it's flat out.
Now, Graham, at times while you've been training, you must have thought, when I eventually do have this break, I am going to, and you'd probably have a little list there. What's the first thing you want to do?
I'll sleep in a couple of times. Recharge your batteries, that'll be the first thing. And then we'll sort of just, you know, just see what comes along and yeah, just take a bit of a break from it all and the constant grind and we'll just weigh up our options.
Have you put a time frame on it, or is it just an open-ended sort of arrangement?
No, open-ended. You know, something I discussed with my wife, Sue, in the last little while, and now we just thought the time was sort of right.
Would you look at doing something else, or are you just going to have a real good holiday from it, or do you think I'll just go and potter around and do something else for a while?
No, we're just going to have a bit of a holiday and then just see what opportunities present themselves. You know, I've sort of always had a bit of an ambition to want to sort of go overseas and do something. So, you know, we're just going to see what opportunities present and... You know, I'll never say I would never come back to training in Sydney. Never shut the door. So I think the main thing is just to get refocused and have a bit of a break away from it and gather our thoughts.
It's interesting, you know, when you say that about the release day, 7 days a week, basically. I'm having a chat later on with Jessica Drury, and she had the same. Just went away for 6 months up in the Carnarvons and said, I just want to chill out, get right away from racing, have a break, clear the mind. Then Cassie Furness, another young lady, did the same thing. You just need that break.
Yeah, definitely. And well, look at Lee. Lee Friedman's coming back after 3 years. So, you know, he's got the passion to do it again. And, you know, so good luck to him. But, yeah, as I said, you know, I think its main thing is just, you know, just change your lifestyle around for a bit and we'll go from there.
Now, you mentioned travel, Graham. Are there any countries on your list that you've always thought you'd love to go there?
Oh, no. You know, we've been very fortunate to go to a lot of places around the world and that. And, so, no, we're just going to stay locally for the time being. But, you know, I wouldn't mind pursuing at some stage possibly some training in Asia at some point.
And I suppose almost over there, you get looked after pretty well there. So you'd almost have a boutique team to a degree. You don't have to have massive numbers.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally right.
Graham, what's been the biggest thrill along the way? And I mean, you won Group 1 races, you won a stack of them. I mean, that may or may not have been the biggest thrill, but the most satisfying moment out of it all, I suppose.
Probably when Monopolize won in Hong Kong. He won two international bowls over there. So at that stage, it was a big thing to travel horses overseas and, you know, get them acclimatised and, you know, it's hard enough getting them to the races locally, let alone overseas. But fortunate enough, he was able to win 2 years in a row for us, so which was great. And I think probably the deeds of all silent, you know, 2 years in a row at Flemington, you know, 1 year winning the Emirates and then coming back 12 months later and, you know, and was so scintillating when he won the Patnac. Because a lot of people didn't know at that stage he sort of was starting to have issues with his wind and that's why we reverted him back to sprinting. You know, so that was very, very satisfying and, you know, he gave us a lot of great moments.
Which horse had the best ability of all the ones you had? It may not have been either of those, but which do you think was perhaps potentially the best horse?
Well, I think one of the horses with the most devastating turn of foot, way outside of all silent, would be a horse called Telesto.
Yeah.
You know, he certainly had his peculiarities. You know, he, you know, wouldn't go in the early stages of his races and, you know, got back well off the speed. And, you know, obviously he needed races run to suit, but, you know, a couple of these runs and these wins were unbelievable when he won the George Ryder, for instance. You know, he was some sort of 20 lengths back off the leaders in the early stages, and you know, it was a very masterful ride on the day by Shane Dye, and got up and beat a horse called Golden Sword, which was a very good horse at that time. But that was probably one of the most spectacular wins you'll ever see. And you know, but he, on raw ability and turn of foot, he, you know, he was pretty brilliant.
It was almost like it didn't matter what instructions you gave, Telesto would do his own thing, wasn't he?
Definitely. You know, you just hope that he didn't switch off too much coming out of the gate. But there's another horse there that certainly had, you know, a lot of just natural ability, and he's doing really well at start. There's a horse called Written Tycoon who, you know, we purchased as a yearling, and, you know, as a two-year-old, he'd run anything on the track and just knew he was a really, really talented horse. And, you know, it's very gratifying to me to see him that he's, you know, carrying on in the as a stallion.
Yeah, it's interesting, Graham. I mean, you won some beaut races. You got a Doomed Cup, I think, under your belt there with Eye of the Sky. You got 1,000 guineas.
Yeah, different ranges. Well, Eye of the Sky, he won his maiden group one as a 9-year-old, and a little horse called Rough Habit actually ran third. I think he was a 3-year-old at the time, and everyone saw what he did years after. So, you know, he was a great old horse for the stable to kick off with, was Eye of the Sky, because he was basically a horse which came from sprinting and went through to running over the middle distances, you know.
Now, Graham, I've got to ask you, when you were there with your dad, with Neville, you had a terrific run with some wonderful mares like Emancipation, November Rain and so forth. And often it was said, gee, Neville Begg's so good with the mares and the fillies. Was it just a case of you had a good run of mares and fillies at the time?
Oh, no, I think he was very fortunate. I think those days, a lot of the breeders seemed to retain their good fillies, and, you know, we were very fortunate enough to be able to have access to, you know, a lot of very well-bred fillies. But, you know, some of those ones you've just mentioned, well, you know, Emancipation, she won sort of 7 group ones, won 19 out of 27, you know, so she was just outstanding, and she had just a wonderful turn of foot as well. You know, her acceleration off the mark was unbelievable. And, yeah, no, we were fortunate enough to have access to those horses.
I used to read stories, and I don't know whether they're true, but you'll be able to tell me. They reckon Emancipation, she could be a bit of a not a nice lady around the stables.
Yeah, definitely. No, she had a bit of a trait about her, and it's quite nasty to handle, and gave me a good good education how to duck and weave.
You might come back as a boxer yet. Doing a few rounds with her.
Well, she didn't get you with her teeth. She'd be trying to put one in you with the boot. So, you know, it was always a challenge every time you went into the box with her to put a rug on her, because you'd be ducking in front and you'd be weaving, and hopefully you weren't going to get kicked.
It's truth. Hey, Bonanova was another beauty.
Yeah, no, she was great filly, and she won a couple of winter stakes and rounded off by winning the Emirates at Flemington. So we've been fortunate enough to win the Emirates at Flemington a couple of times, and no, she did a great job, and no, she was a bit of a challenge early on in her career, but once she settled down and she got it all together, she certainly knew how to gallop.
Graham, you look back over all your years in racing, what do you reckon has been the best thing you've seen? The best thing you look and say, gee, I'm glad they did that.
Best thing, let's say they've done that. Oh, there's been plenty of good things that have happened. There's certainly still plenty of things that they can address. But look, I think myself, you know, what they've done with the Flemington Carnival, I think in the last, you know, probably 10, 15 years, you know, to make it the Melbourne Cup an international race and really showcase Australian racing, you know, particularly that week, I think probably as far as the racing industry is concerned, I think that's one of the biggest achievements.
Well, we wish you well. You'll be able to sleep in. You can just kick the dirt off and snore and lay there until whatever time suits you before long, can't you?
Exactly. So now we've got a few runners beforehand, so still got a little bit of work to do.
Is there a winner amongst them there? We're desperate, Graham. You know that. We need a winner.
Yeah, well, there's one on Friday who's been getting ready to win, horse called Salaslo. So he's running in a 2,400-metre race on Friday at Warwick Farm with Kieran McAvoy in the saddle, so he won't be far off the money.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, and we'll know where to send the checks afterwards as well.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Graham. Good luck, and enjoy the break.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Graham. Graham Begg, he's taking a break from training, going to have a rest, and good luck with him to enjoy his travel with his wife.